They should not go up to the Dukhan, the place where they're saying the Birkas Kohanim, with shoes. Why did they take off the shoes? So the Mishnah Berurah gives the explanation from the Gemara that maybe one of his strings that are holding the shoe together, the laces, can get it ripped and it can look funny. And maybe he's going to go down and try to fix it up while they're in the middle of Dukhan, and people are going to think that there's something wrong with him. He's a possible Kohen. Lamaisa, we don't differentiate this man as there, whether it's with laces or without laces, even though there would be a Sarati Mechalik, but Loi Plug Rabbanon. Also said the Mishnah Berurah that it's proper to take off the shoes and put them aside. They shouldn't be exposed, because it's not covered to have them sitting around an exposed area. He also should not take that off with his hands, because then he's going to need another Tilus in time for that. Says the Mechaber, Avo B'Shakayim Mutter, and Mishnah Berurah explains his B'Shakayim is boots that go all the way up to his knee. And that is permitted because the previous mentioned reason doesn't apply to this type of shoe. It holds its own form without the laces. Says the Ramo, the Yesh Machmirim Heim Shel On, the Ramo says that those are machmer, that if this boot is made out of or is made out of leather, then they take it off because lemaisa it's considered luckily a shoe, and therefore lo plug rabbanu chacham didn't differentiate between the different types of shoes, whether they have the straps or don't have the straps or the laces, etc. Shabu also says that the boots that they had in those days, that people used to go out into the shuk in the mud with them, it should definitely take it off. It's not covered at Sibah to wear these boots. And Shabir also says that the Achorim say it's also not proper to go completely without anything on his feet, in other words, barefoot, because that's also not Mechubadik. So the proper way is the way most Achorim do today, which is the minig, to go with the socks.